To the brightest audience in the country, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. At Fox News, Shepard Smith is gone. So they say he quit. He is the homosexual news anchor. An anchor sinks, right? And in the lake of fire, would an anchor? I guess it would. Want to talk a bit about Fox News and do they have any host left there who would refuse to utter the phrase? It's a phrase I can't even hardly get out of my mouth because it makes me sick. But if the circumstances implied, do they have a single host left who would refuse to utter the phrase, his husband? Do they have one? Can't be, right? Also, Bill Gates. Those of you who tune into the show, Bob and Yurt Live, you know back in the 1980s, I worked at Microsoft. It was a lot smaller back then, and we lived literally within walking distance of the complex there, the headquarters. In fact, we lived in the closest residence to work. I walked through the woods in Redmond, Washington, to work, and it took me maybe 3.5 minutes to get from our front door to my office. So way back then, a smaller company, Bill Gates was more accessible, and I interacted with him briefly, including a dinner at his home, about 10 of us. So he was single, a bachelor, he had no furniture, it was an interesting time. But now that his interactions with Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted pedophile who now has killed himself and he's in hell waiting for Judgment Day, the Great White Throne Judgment. Bill Gates, the first news that broke was that he went along with Jeffrey Epstein asking him to make a donation to a lab at MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. And he strongly objected to the implication from anyone that he had any kind of a relationship with Epstein. And gradually, it's like death by a thousand paper cuts. Gradually, they find out he spent a number of occasions at Epstein's Manhattan home. And he was involved with considering funding various projects. He got other of his associates involved with Epstein. And he once went to Palm Beach in Florida, where Epstein had one of his homes. And he flew there on Jeffrey Epstein's jet, although he denied knowing, he's just denied knowing that it was Jeffrey Epstein's jet. How could you be flying to a guy's home on his jet and not know that it was his jet? What would Jeffrey Epstein, who bragged about everything to everyone, what would he say? Bill, I'm going to have a jet pick you up. Would he say that? I'm going to have a jet pick you up. So it goes on and on in Bill Gates' relationship. He hates when people use that term, but his relationship, his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein, it's continuing to be exposed. And this is all after his conviction, which is common. And this is true of celebrities, business executives in this country and around the world, regardless. Because when you reject the creator God, when you reject God, what you have left is the creation. And there is no foundation for morality. And even though they lie about it, they'll put up a facade. In reality, anything goes. So Jeff Bezos, for example, at Amazon, once again, Amazon, just this past week, they dissed us again. Isn't that something? We have our list of when we've been dissed online, kgov.com/dissed. And it's got the IRS and Google and YouTube and Amazon, Airbnb. And, you know, when we get dissed, we say, well, we've been disrespected by people way more impressive than you, so this is no big deal. But once again, and it's on our list of when we've been dissed, and again, from Amazon, even though Amazon has insisted on selling for decades, and this is against protest, the book, Pedophilia, The Radical Case, A Homosexual Advocacy of Having Sex with Young Children. And they have insisted on selling that book, and they have, over the years, removed our own materials here at Bob and Yurt Live, like my book on the Bible, an overview of the Bible called The Plot, which hardly deals at all with moral issues, but they removed it. Now, if we put on the cover a radical defense of pedophilia, then it would still be on Amazon. So we fail to meet that criteria. But while Jeff Bezos and the Bill Gates of the world and so many others put on a show of morality, there actually is no underlying foundation. So they steal from the Judeo-Christian worldview to get some kind of ethic that's in some way related to sexual morality and thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not bear false witness and thou shalt not murder in some way, but it's only because they have stolen from the Christian worldview. Their own materialist, atheistic worldview, where we're just animals or insects, or as Colorado's abortionist Warren Hearn likes to put it, we're just a cancerous tumor. And so from that perspective, there is no rational building up of moral principles. There are none. It's just preferences. So also we have, what an amazing woman, Debbie DeGroff. Has she agreed to come on the show yet? She's coming on. Do we have a date? No date scheduled yet. Debbie DeGroff is the author of a book on children's books. It's called Between the Covers, What's Inside a Children's Book. I went through this book over the weekend. It's, even though we know, right, those who have a biblical worldview, we know that we're in the midst of the long war against God, and part of that is destroying our children's minds, part of that. If you take your kid to the local library and let him pick a book, you are a fool if that's what you do. If you go to a bookstore, Barnes & Noble, and you let your kid go through the children's section and pick a book, you are a fool. I mean, you're a fool. That's effectively child abuse to let your kids read what the culture is producing for children. So when I went through Debbie's book, Deborah DeGroff, I was enraged, page after page enraged, page after page enraged for the young children and for, well, then young adults. The young adult stuff, it's just all horrific. And it's horrific in every conceivable way. If you want to talk about profanity, sexual immorality, perversion, I mean, they've got popular young adult books published by major publishers that'll have the F word hundreds of times and all the other words that go along with it. And for real young kids, there's just an obsession. There's so much for kids to learn about, right? There's just an obsession with defecation and passing gas. It's an obsession. How many books on these topics? Entire books. And then families, they'll get a Kindle and they'll have unlimited access to the free Kindle titles. And you have homosexual authors who will create these 5 or 10 page sexual fantasies with titles that'll pop up when kids find these other books and search for free books. And here they go, an incredibly horrific homosexual fantasy, 8 page long, having to do with whatever, defecation or passing, whatever. And there, it's free, and there it is. The kid's reading it on his Kindle or her Kindle or your Kindle. And it goes on and on and on. It's not just all that. And it's not just the thematic and extensive opposition to Christianity. When a Christian character is introduced in a book, you could bet the farm that that character is going to end up being the one who betrays the good guys, being the jerk, being the criminal, being the coward. You can guarantee it, and that's called bigotry. And the left, they're nothing if they're not hypocrites and bigots, the beautiful people. Tolerance, free speech, diversity, which is all a lie. So when we schedule this, let's try to have her on before the end of the month. And I don't know how a show can do her work justice. By the way, one of our favorite researchers here at Bob and Yurt Live for the last quarter of a century has been Dr. Judith Reisman. And she wrote, one of her titles is called Soft Porn Plays Hardball, about how men and children are destroyed by pornography, including what's called soft porn. And it's just so devastating how Christians are accepting of pornography. Absolutely devastating. In there, for example, television entertainment and their streaming services and the movies that they brag about enjoying. And we have a list on our website of the increasing acceptance of immorality by Christians. And there are so many different forms of immorality that Christians are accepting. Very little difference today between a typical churched American, for example, and a non-churched American. So sad. And much of it is because of a lack of teaching from the pulpit. So that's coming up. Debbie DeGroff's book, Between the Covers, What's in Children's Books. And then Shepard Smith, leaving Fox News. I care nothing about his ratings as compared to other ratings, nothing. Of course, he is more liberal, leftist, openly sodomite, and he hated Donald Trump. So if he had been on MSNBC, he may have had very high ratings, but because he was on Fox, most of the people tuning into Fox have Trump derangement syndrome from the right, and so they don't like Shep Smith. So his ratings are low, and it's something that Fox News, the hosts on there, they brag about being the leader in news, and they have about maybe 10% of the overall television news audience, about 10%. Isn't that something? And if you watch it and you're not discerning, you'd think that the majority of Americans are tuning in to the Fox News Channel for their television news. But they're always careful to say cable news ratings because ABC News, NBC, CBS, vastly larger audiences than Fox News. And then you add all the other television news programs, including the Spanish language news and public television news. And it's about 10 to 1. About 1 out of every 10 television news consumers get their news from Fox. So otherwise, the Republicans would win in landslides, right? If people were getting their worldview from the Fox News Channel, if the majority. But just enough do to keep this faux battle between R&D, Republican and Democrat, when really the battle is between good and evil. And if your guy is evil, if your guy is promoting something destructive, that's way worse than if their guy is promoting something destructive, because now you've bought into it. So everyone at Fox News, they're on our superfluous list of Christian leaders and conservatives, in quotes, going gay, because so many people think Fox News is conservative. They're socialist. They are socialist. And they're radically pro-homosexual. And they're against abolishing abortion. I mean, they have, from time to time, a focus on selling baby, aborted baby body parts and ending late-term abortion, but they just want to make abortion more humane. And it'll remove the stigma from it, and you could have child killing for the next 100 years or more. But everyone at Fox News, they're all on our superfluous list, kgov.com/superfluous. It's superfluous because it's not needed, because you got Christian leaders and conservatives going gay everywhere. But Fox News, you've got all the hosts and the regular guests, right, who themselves are homosexual, including Guy Benson, Amy Walter, Tammy Bruce, right, and now Shepard Smith, who's gone. But if conservatives want to watch homosexuals, why don't they just tune into CNN? It's much easier. And you've got all those who aggressively support the bulk of the homosexual agenda at Fox, including Bret Baier, who couldn't have fallen all over himself more to say how much he's going to miss Shepard Smith. Could not have been more lovey-dovey. I'm not implying he's a homo, but wow. So Shepard Smith is going to hell with the blessing of Bret Baier and Chris Wallace and Tucker Carlson. I mean, a number of these people are going to hell too, as far as we can tell. Greg Gutfeld, Kimberly Guilfoyle. Is she still there? She's gone. Kennedy Montgomery, Eric Bolling, right? Horrendo Revolto. Wait, that's not his name. What's his name? Geraldo Rivera? I thought it was Horrendo Revolto. So which of the Fox hosts would refuse to utter the phrase, his husband? Which? So I made a comment when the news broke about Shep Smith quitting. Well, he broke it on his own show. And this entertainment outlet Deadline, they had the article on it that was linked to from the Drudge Report. And so I commented, and it's on our superfluous list, and wrote, the only thing that has to be said is what's not said in this piece, nor in any of the comments. I guess it's not allowed to be said any longer. In the public square, there's something that is mutually exclusive with biblical Christianity, such that one or the other will not be tolerated. And that other thing is homosexuality. Homosexuality and biblical Christianity are mutually exclusive in the public square. What fools our Christian leaders have been for decades saying that homosexuals have equal rights. Homosexuals should be treated with dignity and respect. Is that true of all human beings? Is that, well, why don't they say that about people who rape children? Pedophiles. Why don't they say pedophiles have equal rights and they should be treated with love and respect? They don't say that. So what they've done is they have legitimized homosexuality, something that was criminal for 3,500 years. So that's what's going on at Fox right now. And overall, it's reasonably irrelevant to the big picture when Jesus Christ returns, whether it's today or in 10,000 years. When he returns, the people at Fox News, as they will be judged by God on the issues that are eternally significant, it won't make a difference that Shepard Smith was fired or that he quit. This is going to be irrelevant, of course. Now, the Pope, Pope Francis, telling an atheist reporter who he has a longtime friendship with that Jesus was not God when he was on earth, he was a man, that this has happened before. We have a number of cycles of this, right, where the Pope releases these trial balloons through reporters to gauge what the reaction is. And so we're asked, the Vatican, the only thing they've really said about it is, well, that wasn't an official transcript of the discussion. Great. So we've got, on the Protestant side, we have heresy from people like R.C. Sproul Jr. and Dr. James White, who said to us, our debate downtown Denver at the Brown Palace, in the immediate aftermath of the debate, they both denied that God the Son has a human nature, that God the Son became a man. They deny that. And that's heresy. And that should be dealt with by their communities. I mean, R.C. Sproul should address this. But it's like the good old boys club, and you could get away with blatant heresy if you are maintaining the party line in other more significant areas. Also, I wanted to get to Donald Trump's deficit, the federal deficit. This current deficit, it's not the debt. The debt is how much money we have outstanding that we owe as a nation. There's big debate over the scope of that debt and what to include in the debt. But the deficit is how much more we spent this last year or the last quarter, however you want to break it up, than we took in. So the federal debt adds up our debt since World War II. It's been growing, increasing. The deficit, one year the deficit might be higher, another year lower, whereas the debt has continually increased, the overall debt. So Donald Trump's deficit right now, the highest in 7 years, it's at about $1 trillion, about a trillion. We spent $984 billion, almost $1 trillion more than we took in, and that's spending money from our children and our grandchildren. So eventually, the chickens come home to roost, and the people who suffer are the ones holding the bag, and that's stealing from our kids and our grandchildren. And so remember Barack Obama, his make-believe shovel-ready stimulus package, the make-believe shovel-ready projects. He just wanted to spend $1 trillion. And hey, he won. He's the first black president. At the time, we said the only good things about Barack Obama being elected is that he's black and that he's a heterosexual. That's it. There's nothing else good. Everything else is a catastrophe. The part about him being black was because it shows that America can fully welcome a black leader, similar to if Hillary had won, except we couldn't disclaim the lesbian thing with Hillary. But Barack Obama, that he was heterosexual and that he was black. I mean, those were good things, and everything else was evil. But he had his $1 trillion stimulus package, not quite a trillion. And at the time, we reminded our audience that while it'd be hard to outspend the Democrats now with Obama, and we used to say, don't tell Obama what comes after a trillion, we said it'd be hard to outspend the Democrats, but we have faith in the Republican Party. We have faith. And so Trump's trying hard. Even without a trillion-dollar stimulus package, he's right up there with the most irresponsible of the Democrats in their spending addiction. And how do you fix America? How do you fix America? Well, in addition to fixing criminal justice, as per our list at kgov.com/crime, that would include enforcing God's enduring command, do not steal, which means you'd have to end welfare in all our social programs. Also, of course, you'd have to enforce do not murder, do not bear false witness against your neighbor. The foundation of the criminal code, of a just criminal code, is found in the Ten Commandments. But in getting rid of our social programs because they violate thou shall not steal, that also means an end to government health care and an end to government education, an end to Social Security, an end to food stamps and public housing, and on and on and on. All the programs, all the entitlement programs that have destroyed families by the millions. You put an end to all those, and that would be incorporated in fixing the criminal justice system. Remember when Barack Obama, I think it was just after he was elected, when he was campaigning, he said how many jobs he was going to create, how many millions of jobs. Then he gets elected and he tweaks it and he says, I'm going to save and create so many millions of jobs, save and create. So how do you calculate that, how many jobs you saved? So with just a turn of a phrase, he's become our savior and creator. Just perfect. And we have debates, fierce debates, where Americans hate one another over politicians who are all on the same side, for the most part, of the long war against God, who don't know right from wrong when it comes to government policy, who advocate the very things that destroy Americans by the millions, including homosexuality and a supposed free speech right to create pornography and a decriminalization of adultery and fornication. And so if we want to have a Christian worldview, we have to work to build that worldview, and it's not going to come from Fox News. In fact, that will gradually erode your ability to understand right from wrong. Hey, we're out of time. This is Bob Enyart. May God bless you. Have you heard of the Plot Manuscript? It's 330 pages, an overview of the entire Bible. People who have read it have said it's helped them understand and enjoy the Word of God. Hi, this is Bob Enyart. I wrote The Plot years ago. We sell it at a money-back guarantee, $49.95 plus shipping and handling. And if you don't feel that you really understand the Bible now, we want to give you your money back. So go online to order it at kgov.com or call us at 800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278.